Earlier this week, the Board of Trustees for Medicare and Social Security said those two major federal entitlement programs face insolvency quicker than previously documented. The report illustrates on what is being called the graying of America as the tens of millions of baby boomers get older and less healthy. Former Tampa Congressman Sam Gibbons referenced those facts this morning while accepting an award from the group Seniors in Service.
You're getting older. Because of the impact of World War II, and I won't go into all those details, there's a whole group of Americans who will be getting older at about the same time, and we're really not prepared for it. They cannot live alone. They should not live alone. Seniors in Service, just like we have here, can help prepare the way for that coming crisis. It'll hit us soon, it'll hit us hard, and we're not prepared for it.
Hundreds gathered at the Palmasia Country Club in South Tampa for a fundraising breakfast celebrating Senior in Service's 25th anniversary. The organization's mission is to recruit, train, and place volunteers to help children succeed and elders remain independent. It initially began matching foster grandparents with kids who needed adult influence and currently has 350 seniors acting in such a role. Gina Space is the chair-elect for Seniors in Service. She mentioned a couple of programs that the organization sponsors.
Some of these programs are Nurturing Children of Absent Parents, a program that matches foster grandparents with foster children and children whose parents are in prison, giving these children the consistency they need to move forward. When the Wind Blows, a program that trains our community's older population to prepare for hurricanes, including training senior volunteers who in turn prepare their neighbors and friends.
Sandra Sierra has taught at Tampa Bay Boulevard Elementary School for 37 years. She says the student population has changed dramatically over the years, with a good majority of the kids coming to her school from Latin America and Asia. In some cases, she says neither those kids nor their parents speak much English, and says the Seniors in Service programs help them tremendously.
Many of our families are illiterate. They can't read to their children, either in Spanish, Haitian, or whatever. So these children come to us without many experiences. Their language experiences, they just don't have them in any language. So our grandparents, my primary goal is for the grandparents to spend a lot of time reading to them, talking to them. And they do. And at the end of a year, you see what a difference in these children.
One of the newest programs that the organization offers is called Spick and Span for Seniors, in which volunteer groups help clean seniors' housing. Barbara Van Meter manages Acorn Trace Apartments, a 100-unit housing complex for the elderly in North Tampa. She says Seniors in Service has never let her down.
If I didn't have Senior Companion to come in and do the cleaning for some of my seniors, I couldn't house them. We're responsible for the cleanliness of our units, but federal dollars does not give us anything in our budget to help hire anybody for this. When I have a 93-year-old on her knees scrubbing her floor, that bothers me. So who ends up cleaning it? I do. Or I call Lisa and she gets me a group over. They're the only agency that I can call and I've never turned down.
And Van Meter said in her job as a manager of senior housing, she's seen the problems with low-income adults worsen in recent years.
I have a 2-year waiting list. I've always had a 2-year waiting list for housing. I've got 100 units. The average income of most of our residents are $674 a month. More and more I'm seeing our residents is picking choices of food and medicine. One medicine they take 1 month, they buy food, the next month they take the other medicine. This is very scary because it's not the American way.